Over the past week or so, the weather has not been very May-like across the region. Temperatures have been generally below normal, and we've had plenty of clouds and showers at times. Well, that's all about to change dramatically moving through this week. After a fairly cool start to the week today, we are going to leap ahead weather-wise over the next few days. And by Wednesday and Thursday, the weather will have the feel of summertime. In fact, a feeling of July or August. And we even throw in the chance for a couple of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. For now, though, temperatures are still running below normal across our area. Low pressure is now positioned to our east near the Gulf of Maine. So on top of the cool weather today, it's also quite brisk. We have wind gusts at times up around 40 to about 45 miles per hour. And there is the potential that we might see some limbs come down, you know, now that the leaves are getting going on the trees. It's a little bit easier for the wind to get caught up in those limbs and maybe knock some branches down. So keep that in mind through the late day and early evening. The wind will tend to ease a bit moving into tonight as that low pressure area moves away. And of course, we lose the heating from the sun. So by tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies across the area. It'll be a pleasant night with temperatures falling back into the 40s to near 50, so fairly typical for this time of year. And moving into the day tomorrow, looks like a really nice springtime day. With a blend of sunshine and clouds, temperatures will make a run at the 70-degree mark tomorrow afternoon, and many spots will actually move into the low 70s. So that's a day that's a little more fitting for May after it's been so cool for the past week or so. And then tomorrow night, a warm front will pass, and there might even be a shower or thunderstorm northwest of Albany tomorrow night. And then we're all basking in the warmth on Wednesday with high pressure located near Bermuda. That's going to allow for a southwesterly wind, and that's going to push in that warm air. So temperatures on Wednesday will be up into the 80s across the area. And by Thursday, many spots will make a run at the 90-degree mark, and we could even have the chance of a pop-up thunderstorm by Thursday afternoon. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasantly mild, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, hot, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.